Hello and welcome back to my FPL channel. I'm FPL D-Unit and today you're here for top transfer tips ahead of the Game Week 28 deadline, which is back to its normal time on Saturday. Yes, I'm covering all the top transferred in players, if they're good moves, if they're bad, and also the transfers out. And look, realistically, and there's been a bode later on for my man, Lewis Hall, who has served Route to Forget United and the FPL D-Unit with absolute distinction this season. There will be an abode to him after his season-ending injury. Without further ado, please make sure you like, smash the like video on the video, and please think about subscribing if you are new. The next aim is 800 subs, so please help me get there, and let's jump into it. So the first place to start, as usual, is the fixture difficulty rating as things stand for Game Week 28. Now, as we can see from here, the best teams still to come are Bournemouth. They've still got a really nice fixture run, and they're probably assets you want to be aware of still. There are a few that have dropped out with the return of certain players, but we'll get into that in a little bit later on. It's hard to recommend some of their players now because of the fact that these players are returning from injury. As you can see there, Crystal Palace outside of the blank next week look amazing. Ipswich at home this week, Southampton away next week, the week after. And then obviously they could potentially have a double-double where it could be Man City, Newcastle, and then Bournemouth against an Arsenal as well. Not the easiest fixtures, but Crystal Palace are in amazing form, so I wouldn't bet against them. Everton have a nice really 2 weeks, and then it dives off a cliff for them. Ipswich, yeah, they're okay. Liverpool, again, ditto. Liverpool, Crystal Palace, Newcastle all have amazing fixtures, but they have a blank next week. It's highly frustrating. For that reason, a lot of their players will be on the sell list rather than the buy list this week because of that very reason. And we're trying to get 11 players out in the park next week. And most people shouldn't be free hitting because we don't know what the landscape looks like post 29 really at this point in time without that next round of FA Cup to come, which makes it all a bit guessworky. If you wanted to know more about that, check out my chip strategy yesterday. Hopefully it makes a bit of sense. West Ham Wolves, as I said, two of the best options to target, and there are a lot of players that I like the look of in that particular area. So yeah, that's the fixture difficulty rating. Those are the teams you should be targeting on the right-hand side. Let me know if you think I'm wrong. So, assistant managers with table bonus to Game Week 28. Now, some people are thinking about when to play their chips or whatever. If you're one of those people that is on assistant manager this week, this is how I rate them this week. There's six managers with table bonus, and I can tell you, you can put a line through 4, 5, and 6. I wouldn't be going there unless you're a fan of their club and you know something I don't, because I just can't see it happening myself. Now, Man United haven't played, but the fact that Manuel Ugarte and Harry Maguire are missing the trip to Real Sociedad in the Europa League tonight, and that this video will be released before that game, makes you think that there's no way they're going to be playing against Arsenal. So Amarin now does look pretty good at number 3. Then it's just a matter of whether you think number 1 and number 2 should be swapped. Graham Potter, I think, against that Newcastle team, now without Lewis Hall, without Anthony Gordon, potentially without Isak as well, maybe he should be number 1. Maybe Potter is the man. Maybe he's got his magic wand and he's going to Harry Potter Newcastle back to Tyneside and the Toon. Sorry, got that wrong. My bad. I just can see it happening. Postecoglou versus Bournemouth is an interesting thing. Tottenham are getting better in terms of the players that are coming back into the team. They're still very Spursy, which is why I'm not 100% convinced at all on any of these managers this week. But really, it's definitely between Ange and Potter in terms of, I think, the most realistic chance of getting points this week through the table bonus if you are on the assistant manager chip. So, Lewis Hall, what an absolute man. This man I picked up on wildcard for $4.3 million. $4.3 million. He did get to the heady heights of 5.1, and I did actually think about selling him then, but then I thought I was going to hold him all season long, which is why I didn't bother. And now, obviously, it's a very unfortunate injury with that ankle. I blame Liverpool. There's a reason why no one likes him. It's because of the fact that they take out great players like Lewis Hall. What a man, though. Got 102 points for us if you had him, and most of those points came post the wild card in game week 12. He didn't get a goal, which was unfortunate, but he did get 7 assists, which is only 3 behind the league leader, which is Anthony Robinson on 10. He's got 11 bonus points that he racked up. Quite a few of them, sadly, were on my bench, I can't believe. And he got 8 clean sheets as well in the 27 games he was available for. He finished the season with an expected goal involvement, which includes assists and goal threat, of 0.17 per 90 minutes. Fantastic stuff. And his expected clean sheet, well, expected goals conceded, whatever you want to call it, 1.22 goals per 90 minutes. It's pretty damn elite. What a man. Thank you very much, Lewis Hall. You may come back next year, hopefully not too stupidly priced, and we'll look at getting you back into the team for next season. Congratulations, you've earned your holiday. I've got to figure out where you're going to move to. So the top transferred in and out players for game week 28. Now, a lot of these players are on both lists. And I'm going to start with the in category this week. Munoz is a player that it's very hard to recommend, but Crystal Palace are playing so well. And the fact that they've got that double in 32, bringing him in this week, if you are going to be playing a 3-4-3 in game week 29, makes a lot of sense. Because if you've got Munoz and Trent, you can actually bench them if your other three defenders are going to be playing. And then that's the case of my team, where Munoz is definitely something I'm now actively thinking about. I don't think it... I'm still not 100% sure on that, but it is what it is. Mateta and Cunha, these are two exceptionally unlucky transfers. It's just unlucky. This is why you shouldn't move at this time of the season with so many games going on and different competitions early, because this can happen. Yes, they might have risen in price and now going to be dropping in price, and you're going to be wasting an extra transfer, moving them straight back out of your team. I think both of them 100% need to be sells. And they should. That's why they're number 1 and number 5 in the sell list. Quite ironic. Clivert, still a really good buy. He's probably up there with Semenyo. I prefer Semenyo over Clivert. Clivert got benched in the FA Cup. I think Semenyo should be the most bought in Bournemouth midfielder, really. He's got he literally plays 90 minutes every week. Wissa obviously has really boosted up this rank. Thankfully, I've already got him in my team because of the fact that people are selling Cunha, they're selling Mateta, and Wissa has Aston Villa, and I dare say Aston Villa are going to concede some goals against Brentford this weekend. Szoboszlai doesn't make any sense to me. Don't know why you'd bring him in. Not a good move. Marmoush, I understand it, but in reality, yes, he's a differential. Yes, he's different to Erling Haaland, but if you're going to be guaranteed, like, he's only returned once in 5 games, and his data just keeps on getting worse and worse and worse in terms of expected goal involvement. I'm not sold on Marmoush. Beto, I love the next 2 weeks. Absolutely fantastic pick. Wood, the Woody Woodpecker, he's going to hit 50% ownership. He is such a good asset from game week 29 onwards. And yes, you can jump on board against that Manchester City defense. I absolutely love this. João Pedro, I'm not sure I want to go there. And Mbeumo, yes, he's on penalties. Again, they've got Aston Villa. Nice couple of weeks to see you through to your wild card. I understand that move. Ismaili Assar, no idea, except he popped off last week. That is a definition of points chasing. Don't go there. Alexander Arnold, I don't think he's worth 7.4. I have him in my team, and I'm still not sure if he's someone I want to keep in. But because of Hall going down, he's probably going to be staying now for the foreseeable future. Luis Diaz, why are people buying that player? What is wrong with people? Isaac, ditto, why would you buy the week before he has a blank? And we don't even know if he's going to be fit, and he missed the last week. 0 cents. Don't understand that one. Bowen, great asset. He should be much higher up this list in front of some of these other bozos I've just talked about. Cucurella, 5.1 for a Chelsea defender, feels bad. Yes, he scored against Southampton. He's got Leicester, but then it's just, there's no clean sheets there for Chelsea coming up. Watkins, ditto, same as Isaac. Why are you buying this week? Same with Alisson Becker. Yes, he's amazing. If you've got a second goalkeeper yet, whoop-de-doo, fantastic. Just wasting transfers on goalkeepers when you're so close to wildcard makes no sense, unless you're playing a wildcard this week, and that still makes no sense. Neto, don't mind it for a cheeky 1 or 2 week punt. He looks all right. In terms of the top transferred out players, Cunha, yes, 100% sell. He needs to go. He won't be available till game week 31. Isaac, ditto. It's hard not to recommend selling him because I think he's not going to play against West Ham, and that would mean 3 weeks in a row he hasn't played. Palmer, this is not the week to be selling Cole Palmer. Stop selling him. He's going to pop against Leicester. He's due a massive return. I think it's coming this week. Hall, done for the season. Thank you very much. You've had your abode. See you later. Mateta, he's not going to be playing against Ipswich. I highly doubt it. And because most people don't have much value tied up in him, I think he's an easy sell, and you bring him back in after the blank. Gordon, he's out till 30. So again, ditto, he needs to be moved on and out. Robinson, Fulham's run is getting much harder, and I understand why he's being sold. I just think with some of the other issues above and blanks, I wouldn't be selling someone that isn't going to be blanking. Doesn't make much sense. Ahmad continues to be sold. Makes sense. He's done for the season. Crystal Woody Woodpecker, in the exact same position on both sides. What is wrong with people? Why are you selling this man? The wood is about to get some more wood. Gakpo, what a mistake that was. That's all I want to say. What a mistake Gakpo was. Unlucky if you went there. Raul, yeah, I understand. He's spending a lot of time transferring in and out with Munez. Aina, don't get that. Forrest going on an amazing run after after game week 28 in terms of the teams you would expect them to keep clean sheets against. Doesn't make much sense to me. Marmoush, people probably getting frustrated already. Watkins, that makes sense. Semenyo makes zero sense. Why are you selling Semenyo? I expected that to be Odango when I looked these numbers up this morning. That would make a lot more sense. The dude is obviously got Valenson competing with his place. Semenyo still has no one competing with his place. He's going to be playing 90 minutes every week. Matoma, I understand because he is under a yellow flag. Rogers makes sense. So does Martinez. And so does Rashford, all because of the fact that they're blanking next week and people are being intelligent with their moves and moving those players out where they don't have much value tied up in. And Sanchez needs to go. The Chelsea goalkeeper not going to be getting back into that team anytime soon. So, yeah, smart move, that one. Getting rid of him there. So, on to my best buys and sells for defenders this week. Now, Wan-Bissaka, I've actually got ranked as the number one defender to buy this week. I don't think Newcastle are going to score against West Ham. Everton away could be a fairly cleanish kind of a game. And then they play Wolves without Cunha in attack. I really like them. I don't know why. I just think that Potter is starting to weave some magic. Wan-Bissaka, I just really like. His expected goals conceded is actually the highest on this list. I think it's going to turn for West Ham. I honestly think it's going to turn. And from the last time I did this slide in game week 26 to now, that number has come down significantly to 1.69. So that is good news. Aitnori and Doherty both need to be talked about. Aitnori's probably... there's not much difference here. There's an expected goal involvement of only 0.02 difference between the two of them. If you want to save money, if you need to save money, Doherty's a perfectly fine option. He's actually better defensively in terms of when he's on the field than Aitnori. And he has conceded an own goal this season, unfortunately. But Aitnori's been sent off this season. They're both good moves in. I quite like them. And realistically, as I said, West Ham Wolves, they've got an amazing run of fixtures. Kirkes and Hoytson join them for the exact same reason. Bournemouth still on an amazing run of fixtures. Their defensive data is good. Their attacking data is good. Kirkes has probably been the left back of the season or close to it. He's just been brilliant. And I think if you haven't got him, you probably missed the boat a little bit because he has gone up quite a bit in price. Tarkowski is the last defender I will recommend. He's really good in terms of defensive data for Everton. I've just realised that the wrong fixtures are on there for him. It's actually Wolves away, West Ham at home, and then it's Liverpool away. That's the only one I forgot to do. And that was because of the fact that he was the only one I didn't change from the last time I did this. So there you go. Hall obviously has to be the number one sold defender this week. Unfortunately, his season is done. He needs to be sold. And obviously, he was going to blank next week anyway. So he was already on the chopping block for a lot of teams, including my own. Vandenberg needs to go. You can't be affording to carry a fifth defender like that into game week 29 that is not playing. He needs to be moved ASAP. Luka Dean, Konsa, Virgil, and Alexander-Arnold, they need to be sold in that order if you've got them. Trent, if you can afford to keep him next week, I think he's definitely worthy keep at the moment. I am concerned about the Southampton game that he will be benched, which is why I'm probably going to move Lewis Hall to Wan-Bissaka or Doherty or Aitnori in my team, just so that way I've got someone covering that's good for Trent in case he is benched against Southampton. I don't think it is. Connor Bradley's still not fit and available, so I'm not too concerned about it. But it is definitely something to keep in mind. And the other three, Dean, Konsa, Virgil, I just think they need to be sold. There's no doubles after the blank game week 29 for Liverpool. And he costs a lot of money. And there's defenders that offer more than Virgil moving forward as well. He's not scoring any bullet headers. It's not really in his game anymore. So in terms of the midfielders, and we have, this is going to be interesting. People are probably going to argue about the order that I've got these in. But Bruno Fernandes is Manchester United at the moment. And if he gets anything, and look, Arsenal aren't a very good attacking team. And if United are going to score anything at home against Arsenal, it's going to be from Bruno Fernandes. You can always put your money on it. He's got a couple of 10-pointers. He's got back-to-back 10-pointers, actually. And I wouldn't be surprised if he delivers again. He scored the FA Cup. By the time you're watching this in the Europa League, maybe he scored again and we're winning 1-0. I don't know. But look, he's just been brilliant. It's impossible to overlook him. Jarrod Bowen, ditto. He is amazing asset. 7.4 million. On wildcard, I'm potentially going to be looking to get Jarrod Bowen in and Bruno Fernandes out. That is definitely my plan. But for the next 3 weeks, I'm very happy having Bruno Fernandes instead of Jarrod Bowen. But Jarrod Bowen's fixtures are amazing. I think he's a great asset. Lots of things to get excited about there. Morgan Gibbs-White is one that I'm looking at to get rid of Cole Palmer for in game week 29. Not this week. Don't be selling Cole Palmer this week. That's why he's not on this sell list. Gibbs-White is definitely an asset that I'm looking at, along with Elanga, to come in for Cole Palmer for Nottingham Forest's amazing run of fixtures, and then to facilitate the Isaac to Haaland transfer next week. It's definitely something I'm looking at. It's definitely not going to be covering it too much today because I'm still haven't made up my mind on it, but it's definitely in my forefront of thinking and I can afford it with my squad value. Semenyo, he's just a great asset. Plays 90 minutes every week. He does come in at number 4 in front of Brian Mbeumo and Nkunku, mainly because of the fact that their fixtures run out pretty damn soon in terms of what you would expect from him. So for me, Semenyo's got to be in front of them for that reason and that reason alone, even though I think that the other two are better assets this week and probably next week. In the midfielder cells, Gordon has to go. He's suspended. He's out till game week 30. His fixtures are amazing, but he's not going to be available, so he's no good. He has to go. Luis Diaz, ditto. The man is just a minutes risk in general. He needs to be gone. He started in the Champions League, so there's a good chance he'll drop out in the Premier League against Southampton. Rodgers, ditto. He needs to be sold. I don't think he's going to do anything at all against Brentford this weekend. I actually don't think Aston Villa are going to do anything at all against Brentford this weekend. Eze, ditto. He's blanking next week. If you need to make a transfer, this is the time to do it. Odango comes in at number 5. He's the only one that's not blanking next week, along with Iwobi. And that is because of the fact that Evanilson is back. He started the FA Cup. Dango was put on the bench. And I think he is now too much of a minute risk and probably needs to be moved on for someone that is not. And then Iwobi has just been massively underwhelming the last 4, 5, 6 weeks. 5.7, there's a lot of other midfielders that are dirt cheap that are offering more than he is, and he probably needs to be moved on, especially with the fixtures starting to turn for Fulham as well. So on to the best 4 buys, and yes, Chris the Woody Woodpecker, hello. You are number 1 buy. Even though they have Manchester City this week, that does not scare me. That does not scare the wood that delivers the wood. He is just going to, I just feel like he's going to pop again this week. Wissa comes in at number 2. His underlying data, as you can see, at a 0.61, is second on this list. The dude he just racks up the expected goal chances, and I expect him to deliver. Aston Villa at home, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets his third goal in 3 games. Then Bournemouth away, who have started to look a little bit more creakily defensively. And then it's Newcastle away, and they might be on a downer because of the fact they've lost the cup, or they might be on a high and forget to turn up because they've won the cup. So for me, the next 3 fixtures for Wissa look really good, and I think he's a great move. Haaland comes in at number 3. I don't think they're going to go too well against Nottingham Forest, believe it or not. But then the fixtures after that really open up for Manchester City, and Haaland becomes such a great option that it's hard not to see how he's not going to go up stupidly in price again. Beto comes in at number 4. Again, it's really for the next 2 fixtures. Obviously, he did score against Liverpool as well earlier on. Realistically, if you're playing until wildcard, Beto's a great option. At 5 mil, you don't have to overthink it. If you're playing in game week 31, he'll see you through to there, no problem at all. Strand Larsen, now his minutes should be secure, but are they going to create the same amount of chances without Cunha in the team? That is the answer I do not have, but in reality, he looks like a great option. He's 5.2 million. there's a lot to love there with that fixture run that Wolves are coming into. Everton at home, Southampton away, West Ham United at home. I'd be tempted if I didn't have already a good forward line, but it's one of them ones where it is a little bit of a gamble. But if it pays off, it could pay off massively. Marmoush, obviously, 7.2 million. He comes in at number six. I did weigh up a few other different options here. I just think that he's probably a nice differential, and that was the reason why I picked him here rather than anyone else. In terms of the forward sales, it is Cunha, 100%. He needs to be sold. We don't know if his ban's going to get extended, but he's definitely out until game week 31, which means he has to be sold because he's going to miss those three amazing fixtures we've talked about for Strand Larsen there. Mateta, ditto, he needs to be sold. I don't think that he's going to play the Ipswich game. He then blanks. You can then buy him in game week 30. That sounds amazing for that Southampton game. That's how I'd be playing it. Ditto with Isak, I think that that's the same thing. I actually think you can go without Isak if you sell him this week until you wildcard and then look to get him back in. Then I think a lot more people are going to sell him and his price will continue to drop over the next couple of game weeks. Gakpo, ditto. If you went there originally, I feel very sorry for you. He's been massively underwhelming since that Ipswich game. And you probably have to put that down as one of the fails of the season if you bought him after the Ipswich game. Watkins, ditto. He needs to be sold. He's blanking next week. And then Raul Jimenez comes on here because of the fact that we just don't know. He's retaining too much with Munez. Yes, he's on penalties, but the fixtures do get much harder here as well for Fulham. So for me, that's something you need to keep in mind moving forward. So on to my own transfers for this week. And obviously, as you can see there, I've got two free transfers. 108.3 million is my squad value. I've got 1.2 million in the bank. I need to find a goalkeeper for game week 29. And I'm probably going to take a minus four in order to field a goalkeeper. So realistically, I'm throwing up between Jose Sa, who in game week 29 has Everton. No, Southampton, sorry. Southampton, which would make you think that he's 100% likely in order to keep a clean sheet. You'd like to hope anyway. And then Areola, who's obviously replaced Fabianski in goal. They have Everton in game week 29. Again, there's probably strong likelihoods for both of them to get a clean sheet. In reality, I just need him for that 1 week because I want to keep Becker. Becker's in amazing form. We saw in the Champions League overnight. He's fantastic. I don't want to be selling him unless I need the money. So at the moment, it's Fabianski on the chopping block, and I'll probably make this transfer next week. The second transfer, though, is probably one I'm going to make this week, and it's Lewis Hall out. Now, I bought him at 4.3 million, and he's currently at 5. I don't know if he's dropped to 4.9 prior to recording this video, but I can afford for him to drop to 4.9. It doesn't affect my selling price. It's only when he drops to 4.8 that it will affect it. And the four options I've got, I can go with 8 Nori and Doherty, or Wan-Bissaka this week, and know that they're going to play next week, and it opens up a few more possibilities. It means I don't have to move for Haaland or field a 3-4-3. But if I'm convinced that I'm going to go for the Haaland play next week, it actually makes sense to move Hall to Munoz this week, play Munoz against Ipswich, and then have him in my team already for the Southampton game. It might mean I can then delay my wild card even longer than I'm currently planning. And I already have a couple of Palace, well, I already have a Palace asset in my team. It's definitely something I am considering, and I really like it. It's just then I'll have zero Newcastle players if I do that, because obviously I'll be selling Isak to get Haaland in. That's a problem for another day. But those are the two transfers that I'm really considering. And yeah, I just hope that I get it right. So lastly, and this is for anyone that does, any of my Australian viewers, AFL Fantasy is about to start, and this is my round one team as it stands. This is what I picked. By the way, if you are interested in playing, just go to www.afl.com.au. Go over there, hit it up. I'm going to be making a video tomorrow morning that will be released Australian time, which will be really late, probably when everyone's asleep in UK time. But it's an easy-to-play game. You get points literally for everything. So I'll explain it. I'll break it all down in this video. Just wanted to shout that out. Keep your eyes out for that. I won't be pushing that to my normal subscription feed. You'll actively just have to hopefully find it and hopefully you'll enjoy it. But yeah, it's definitely something and it's going to be starting very shortly. So I just wanted to do a shout out there for my new set of videos that will be coming based on AFL Fantasy starting from tomorrow. So that brings us to the end of the top transferred in and out players for game week 28. Yes, there's lots of things to do. And obviously the likes of Hall, the likes of Cunha, the likes of Gordon, the likes of Mateta all probably need to be sold. It's a matter of how you move, which players you move for in terms of moving towards setting your team up for blank game week 29. I'll be back tomorrow with my team selection, and hopefully I've decided what transfers I'm going to make, and I will be here for a deadline day stream on Saturday. Normal time, it's back to the 11 o'clock UK deadline, so make sure you join me for that, and I'll see you tomorrow for team selection and final thoughts. Please like a video and subscribe if you're new.